Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is always game day in Cleveland. He's Darryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, so give me some more of your notes, your Andrew Berry thoughts from his press conference earlier this week, and then you got a dome thought for us, too. So keep going.
Well, let's start with Berry. The big news, obviously, the Deshaun Watson setback.
Darryl, did you find that convenient at all?
Yeah.
Okay, just I figured I knew there'd be some conspiracy behind it for you. Go ahead.
I was expecting to hear about the setback in April, not in January. No, right? I mean, you come back for spring practice and you say, well, you know, Deshaun had a setback and he's not. That's when I wasn't expecting to hear it at the season-ending press conference.
So why would Andrew do that there? I mean, what was the benefit of telling everyone there?
Well,
because somebody already had it.
Well, because at the same, I actually respect and appreciate the way he handled it.
I did too, yeah.
You know, the fact that he just came out and told us. But, like, here's the other thing too, though, is that the way he explained it was that Deshaun came through for his – postseason physical and was like to the doctors, oh yeah, by the way, there's something wrong with my Achilles again. Like, that was really bizarre. And
wait, then, he was late to the doctor?
So no, that he like showed up for the physical and they were going through everything. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, my Achilles is jacked up again. Like, that was weird. And then the other weird part of it was that Andrew Berry had no further information other than that because he had just learned about it. But let's be honest about it. If you are the executive vice president of football operations and general manager of a football team, and a guy that you're paying $46 million a year to has a medical setback, I have a feeling that you know exactly what happened, when it happened, why it happened, how long it's going to take to heal, what's going to be required to make it. Like, you're getting to know all that information. But let me translate for folks. That was Andrew Berry's way of saying, I'm telling you that there was a setback, but that's really all the information that I'm going to provide in a public setting. There's also, too, I mean, there's medical thing here, too, right? So if he re-injured, right, they can't, you know, that's a violation just to come out and say that he, you know, did.
Well, I mean, to put it correctly, didn't he just say there was a setback in the rehabilitation process? Is that what he said?
I think that's the way he phrased it.
Something close to that. It was close.
So, basically what it is Deshaun's not going to be a quarterback for this team in 2025. And I don't think he's going to be a quarterback for this team ever again.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So the ramifications of this news and information that maybe he misses all next season, does that put him on the pup list? And does that help them with cap?
They're going to receive a cap rebate from this past season. I think they got $2 million.
Proceed into that too, or no?
Yeah, it's, well, they got like a $2 million rebate from the previous year, so it's probably going to be around that. I can't. You're cutting in and out, so I don't know what.
I just said it was. Did they have to send the receipt in to get the rebate, like when you buy a toaster? Thank you.
I thought maybe you were making a different kind of rebate joke. Anyway. Anyway, see, this is called payback. And you have 4 hours of this on Friday. I've just
realized. Can't wait.
So anyway, they would be eligible for a salary cap rebate. Part of the contract is insured as well, so they'd get cash on that policy refunded as well. Obviously, details surrounding all that. You know what it's like filing an insurance claim. So good luck to the Browns on that. Enjoy all that paperwork. But yeah, so he's not going to play for the Browns this year. Right. And Berry also said the quarterback room is going to look different in 2025. And other news.
Entirely new.
I think so. I think Jameis Winston's gone. I think there's nothing to see with Dorian Thompson-Robinson anymore. He's gone. Yeah, I'm guessing Bailey Zappi's going to be gone. So they're going to have to rebuild that room in the offseason. My thought is that they're going to draft a quarterback. I don't think it's going to be at 2, but they will draft a quarterback. And then they will also go ahead and go dumpster diving for a couple of veterans to bring in here and see if they can't maybe find some lightning in a bottle. But those were like the biggest things aside from what he had to say about Miles, which, you know, you mentioned, I think at some point in the last segment, in between the pig farming, that Andrew Berry expects that he's going to retire a Brown. Oh, those, for me, those are like the big headline newsy items.